Last Sunday, we talked about the hearing test, part one, and we're going to do part two tonight. I think this should be the end of the hearing test. Confession. I've been failing the hearing test. I know that a couple of Sundays I've stood here, and you all probably heard some beeping going on. Beep, beep, beep. It was my watch that I was wearing, and I just can't hear it. And I look back there, and I see people making faces. My wife, my daughter make that certain face, and I realize, oh, this is my watch. But see, you won't have that problem at night because I have a different watch on. An old-fashioned watch, one that I can actually, you know, handle and work. So don't worry about the interruption tonight. Well, last week, we was going through the hearing test, a spiritual hearing test. A quick review for those who probably don't remember a word I said last week. Here we go. Last week, we said that the hearing test, we said that some people hear just for the purpose of criticizing. And that they take the time to come out for worship, and they sit there, and they criticize everything they hear, whether it be the Bible class or from the pulpit or even from reading the scripture. Then we went on to say that we talked about the hearing test, that some hear just for the purpose of believing, which is good to believe, but that's about it. Not going beyond that. And then thirdly, we said that when we think about the hearing test, hopefully you're hearing not only to believe, but to believe and to be obedient. Now, as we continue taking the hearing test, hopefully you're doing well. I hope you're doing good on the hearing test. This should be the last three things I have to say about the hearing test. In hearing God's word, we all should be hearing to grow. Hearing to grow, whether it's at home reading the scriptures or whether it's in a Bible class sitting or while this worship sitting where a message has been delivered, our intent should be to hear, to grow. Just imagine having a little child. You're feeding this little kid, and 5 or 6 years later, this kid haven't grown not one bit. I would assume somewhere in between there, you would be alarmed. And that you would take that kid to a physician, have that kid examined, and you'd be asking the question to the doctor as to why my child isn't growing. It should be the same with when it comes to hearing of God's word. As we go through this hearing, this spiritual hearing test, hopefully we are hearing God's word with the intent to grow. We've all heard the verse, Romans 10:17, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hopefully each and every one of us, when we open up the word of God, or when we come and sit down and hear a message, or sit and discuss some things spiritually from the scriptures in the Bible class, and we're hearing with the intent, with the attitude to want to grow. Hopefully for each and every one of us, as we look back, maybe 12 months from now, we realize that we've grown somewhat spiritually. Maybe the little things that I struggle with, I no longer struggle with. Maybe the little things that I didn't quite understand spiritually, now I understand them. Because I've been hearing God's word with the attitude that I want to grow spiritually. Hearing test. Are we hearing, hopefully, to grow? In 2 Peter, turn there please. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. And the latter part of 2 Peter chapter 3. The writer brings up the discussion that there are some who, because they don't understand the scriptures And he goes on to say that Paul had written some things that were somewhat hard to understand. Not impossible, but hard to understand. But those, they've taken those things and twisted them to their own destructions. And then there at verse number 17, he goes on to say, says, "You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen." The writer encouraged those who would read this letter to be steadfast, to not to be led away into such error, but also encouraging them to grow in grace and grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Spiritual growth can come by hearing God's word. The question is, when we stop and we take this hearing test, are we hearing with the intent to grow spiritually? Or just going through this ear and coming out of the ear? The hearing test. May it be that when each and every one of us pick up God's word, that we're anxious, that we're excited about learning something so that we can grow spiritually. This morning we heard another great lesson. We heard a very good lesson two Sundays ago. While the message was being delivered by Brother Robin, were we hearing with the intent to criticize what he was saying? Or were we hearing with the intent to learn and to grow spiritually? The hearing test. May all of us seek to hear God's words for the very purpose of growing spiritually. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. We'll start at verse number 1. "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God.'" What a great statement that Jesus makes. Here Jesus teaches that man physically, he needs bread, and spiritually, man, in order to exist and grow spiritually, he needs the word of God. He needs to take time to hear and listen to the word of God in order to grow spiritually. "For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth, every word that cometh out of the mouth of God." I need to hear God's word. You need to hear the word of God in order to grow spiritually. The hearing test. To go out here with the intent and purpose and desire to grow spiritually. First Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2. In 1 Peter chapter 2, sorry, verse number 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. At first, the writer starts out with some things you need not to desire, some things you need to put away or put off. He speaks of deceit, hypocrisy, envy, evil speaking. And then he goes on and says, this is what you need to desire, or rather be hungry for, is the word of God, that you may grow thereby. He encouraged them to have a hunger to hear the word of God, that they may grow. The hearing test. Are we hearing with the intent and desire to grow spiritually? Or are we just passing time by? 1 Corinthians, chapter 3. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, start at verse number 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you are not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? The church at Corinth, time in which they should be growing, seem to be struggling with something here. Strife and envy. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through 13, the writer brings up, he says, he talks to them about going, that they should have been going beyond the first principle, that they should be teachers. Instead, they need to be taught themselves. Maybe they was hearing and not growing, or maybe they weren't even hearing at all. But the point is that is when we stop and we think of the spiritual hearing test, may we be those who hear the word of God with the purpose and intent and desire to grow. Hearing to grow. Now, secondly, as we continue the hearing test, are you hearing to know? Are you hearing the word of God? Are you searching the word of God that you might know? That you may know what is right. That you may know what is wrong. See, I'm so tired of hearing people tell me, well, you really can't know whether you're saved or not. You really can't know exactly what God wants you to do from reading the scripture. I am convinced that spending a little time hearing the word of God, searching the scripture, that you can know exactly what is right, what exactly is wrong, and you can know whether you're saved or lost. If not, why would God have given us his words to be so confusing and we live in like a big mist? The hearing test, are we hearing that we might know what is right, which is wrong? Each and every one of us would confess and admit that throughout the years, from hearing and studying the word of God, we've learned some things that we may have been a part of, or encouraged, or maybe even taught, or been a part of, that was wrong. Now we're doing totally different, because now we know. We know. I look back 10, 12 years ago, there were some things that I supported to the very end. I'm no longer part of that because I know that it's wrong. How do I know? From the hearing of God's word. The hearing test. are we hearing? Are we seeking and learning and studying God's word that we might know? Hosea. In Hosea chapter 4. In Hosea chapter 4, start at verse number 1. Hear the word of the Lord. You children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Wait a minute. Had it been the case that there was a shortage of, or rather no knowledge, a truth of mercy in the land, was there no knowledge in the land of God because of some shortcoming of God? No, it wasn't. Going down to verse number 6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I also reject you from being priests for me because you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children. Here's the problem right here. They didn't want to know. They wanted to forget. They did their very best to forget the word of God. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to know it. They rejected it. They wanted to live their own lives the way they wanted to live. They were fearful. They was failing the hearing test. For they want no knowledge of God, of his laws. Hearing. Are we hearing the word of God so that we might know what's right and what's wrong and how we ought to live to please God? You can never, ever overlook the great passage in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Where Jeremiah says, oh Lord, I know the way of man is not in him. It's not in him that walketh to direct his own steps. I don't know how to live spiritually apart from hearing the word of God and following it. And neither do you. The hearing test. Am I hearing God's word? Studying God's words so that I might know what is right and what is wrong. Psalms chapter 19, verse number 8. The psalmist says that the word of God is right. No and, if, buts about it. So it's right. So that being the case, and from hearing the word of God and following it, I can know what is right and what is wrong. Don't want to go on feelings. I'm not doing any guesswork. The hearing test. We hear the word of God that we may know. Hearing to know. Hearing to know what is right and what is wrong and doing that which is right. That's not me. I can hear that. The passage that we quote so many times, 2 Timothy 2:15, study yourself, approval unto God. Work with this need not be ashamed, rightly dividing, or rather rightly handling God's word. We are commanded to study God's word so we can hear God's word, first of all, so that we can have the approval of God. By hearing and knowing what God wants me to do and how he wants me to live, then I can live my life in a way that I have the approval of God. Secondly, in that passage, by hearing and seeking and studying God's word, I can know how to live my life so I can be a workman that need not be ashamed. That when I live my life, I'm not ashamed of it because I'm following God's word, because I've heard it, I've dug into it. I know what it says. And lastly, on that familiar passage, if I'm hearing to know, I can know how to rightly handle God's word, rightly apply it, rightly divide it. Because I'm searching, I'm digging in God's words. I'm listening to the message that's being taught. I'm listening to what's being taught in class. I'm researching, I'm digging into the word of God. I'm hearing to know what's right and what's wrong. Thirdly and last part of the hearing test, hearing to go. Hearing to go. If I remember right, it's in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 through 20, where Jesus tells the disciples to go out and teach, making disciples. Go into the world and teach. I'm still convinced that that commandment was not only for the disciples to go out and teach, we too are to go out and teach and share the word of God. But see, the disciples could not go out and teach and share and teach the things that Jesus had taught them had they not taken the time to hear. Now they've heard it. Now they're going to go out and teach and share it. It should be the same with you and I. The reason why we read our Bible, the reason why we spend time studying, the reason why we spend time coming to worship and serve God, the reason why we listen to messages, the reason why we come to Bible classes is to hear and learn and grow, and so that we may be able to go and share it with the world. Hearing to go. There's only one book in the New Testament that I rather go to find examples of how the early church understood that very well. In Acts chapter 8, starting at verse number 1. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At the time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. Here's a church in the midst of persecution, troubles, trials, tribulation, danger, possible losing their lives. Instead of them keeping their mouths shut, they were about sharing and teaching God's word. The things that they had heard, they went out to share it. The hearing test. Are we hearing with intent to go, or are we just going to keep it to ourselves? One person said several years ago that sometimes it seems as though many Christians are just content with coming and hearing great messages and learning from them and spending time studying their Bible, but beyond that, that's it. They're going to keep it to themselves. And just stop and think about this. Now, someone taught you the gospel. Someone took the time to share the things which they had heard. You and I should do the same. Things that we've heard from the scriptures, we need to share with others. hearing to go. Everyone should remember the great episode there in Acts chapter 8 when Philip meets the eunuch. Sorry, verse number 34. It says, "So the eunuch answered Philip and said, 'I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this of him for of some other man?' Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the scriptures preaching Jesus to him." And you know the rest of the story. And Philip took the eunuch down and he baptized him. But see, Philip had heard. He had learned the things that had been taught to him. He had heard the word of God, and then he went out and he shared it with someone else. If you go back in Acts chapter 8, verse number 12, you see, you find Philip doing the same thing at verse number 12. "But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." Philip, here, there he is again, sharing, teaching the things he had heard and learned. The hearing test. How are we doing on it? Are we hearing God's words with the intent to go and share it with others? In Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, you can't overlook that. The Bible speaks of Ezra as one who sought the word of God. He studied it. He followed it. It says in the very last part, verse number 10, that not only that, he taught Israel. He took the time to hear God's word and to be and to follow it and also to share it. The hearing test. We ought to be hearing God's word, hopefully, to go and share it with others. We're going to review and we're going to call it quits. Hearing. The hearing test. We've said since last week that hopefully you're not hearing to be criticizing. We've said that and the hearing test, hopefully you're hearing to believe, and not just believe only, but thoroughly you're hearing to believe and to be obedient to God's word. This evening we said that when we think about the hearing test, that hopefully all of us are hearing God's words with the intent to grow. Not only that, we're hearing God's words because we want to know what's right and what's wrong. And last of all, hearing so we may be able to go and share it with others. You know, while we are alive, hopefully all of us will pass the hearing test, God's spiritual hearing test. Hopefully we will hear the word of God, proper attitude, proper manner, so that we can be pleasing to God while we are alive. Because that's it. Once you pass away, once you die, you don't get a chance to have the hearing test. Then comes the judgment. Stop and we think about our lives as Christians. Hopefully, if you're doing well, that's just great. If you're hearing God's word and you're following, that's just good. But as a Christian, if there is some sin in your life and you're not dealing with it, may you stop and think about what the word of God says and hear what the word of God says about repenting. Acts chapter 17, verse number 30. Getting rid of that sin so you can be pleasing in God's sight. You're here and you're not a Christian. I've always said this is God's plan of salvation. It's still plain and simple. No matter how man have tried to take it and twist it and turn around, it's still the same simple way. Man need to have a desire to hear God's words. He must have a desire to believe it. Must be willing to to repent, confess, and be baptized, and then live faithful. It could be the case this evening for you that there, you just need the prayers of the church, that you're struggling, that maybe you just need the strength of the church praying for you. May you please respond in whatever way you need to. May each and every day we live our lives passing the spiritual hearing test, hearing not to criticize, but hearing to be obedient, to grow, to go and share it with the lost. Let's sing.